Track 8. And now we come to Letters to the Editor. And there are three this week. Hedgehog cruelty must be punished. This is a letter from Faye Vass, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the British Hedgehog Preservation Society. We were appalled to read the horrific story about the poor hedgehog found in a woodland in Devon, which appeared to have been burnt and killed. The pain and suffering this poor animal must have gone through is unimaginable. This abhorrent attack is made all the worse knowing that the hedgehog population is in such serious decline. Every hedgehog is important when it comes to protecting the future of this unique British mammal. We ask that anyone who has any information about this attack contact the police on 101 or online, quoting a crime reference of 502 501 97745 as soon as possible. Let us ensure the culprits are caught and punished for carrying out such a cowardly and cruel attack. Thankfully, the vast majority of people love hedgehogs and want to do all they can to help them thrive in the wild. For more information, you can visit the website for the britishhedgehogs.org.uk.
Steve Reed is plain wrong. Letter via email from Peter Scott. In a recent Times radio interview, DEFRA Minister Steve Reed made several misleading claims defending the continued privatisation of water. He said, Scotland has nationalised water and pollution is worse there than in England. Yet SEPA data shows 66% of Scotland's water bodies are rated good or better compared to just 16% in England. Yes, Scotland is far from perfect, but this is just an exaggeration. He also claimed that nationalising water would cost around £100 billion. Again, plain wrong. That figure stems from a discredited 2018 Social Market Foundation report. Moody's estimated the actual equity value of water companies at £14.5 billion. If allowed to fail, as Thames Water has done, equity drops again to close to zero. Reed argues nationalisation would hinder investment. Yet over the next 5 years, private companies are expecting to pay out around £22 billion in dividends, £30 to £35 billion in debt interest, and over £100 million in executive pay, much of which could be going into infrastructure instead under public ownership. What's the point of raising investment and bills just to spend them like this? The water companies have cheated the public time and again and cannot be trusted. He ignores the fact that England is the only country in the world with fully privatised water, and the UK's sewage dumping is among the worst globally. Countries like France have renationalised water with strong public support and rapid quality improvements. Why can't we do the same? Even Nigel Farage now supports a public ownership. So why isn't Labour? I support Steve Reed's call for a water revolution, but manipulating facts to defend a broken system undermines that goal. Public ownership must be back on the table. On this, Steve Reed is plain wrong.
Jeremy Hall, regular correspondent from Crockernwell, has written a rather long letter which I've taken the liberty of editing. He writes, no longer is the right wing in British politics content with dog whistle antics. We now have dog megaphone politics. One of the best vehicles used to stir up fear is immigration, and the master conjurer is, of course, Nigel Farage. Nigel has been surpassed this year by the Shadow Justice Secretary, Robert Jenrick, who is seemingly desperate to be leader of the Tories using any means available, a worrying possibility. As Shadow Minister for Justice, he obviously has no wish to bring calm to the sporadically tense situation outside several immigrant hotels in the UK. As Shadow Minister for Justice, he obviously has no wish to bring calm to the sporadically tense situation outside several immigrant hotels in the UK. When interviewed by the BBC Radio, he fired off phrases that poured much oil on the combustible situation. Quotes, public patience snapped long ago. Immeasurable harm to our communities. People's lives being wrecked. And increasing evidence of the link between illegal migration and sex crimes. He then correctly stated that, quotes, we don't have good data on the nationality of perpetrators of such crimes, but in the same breath claimed that hard statistics proved that a high percentage of sex crimes in London were perpetrated by foreign nationals. The head of the BBC Verify section explained that some of Jenrick's stats were based on, quotes, shaky ground. Mr. Jenrick has recently stated that because of the migrant issue, our country is like a tinderbox, while contributing to this tension by asserting his respect for, quotes, mothers and grandmothers who were on the streets in angry protest. At least with this, he is showing his wokeness by following the principle of inclusivity. Even more troubling for the Tory party and the nation was his statement that he would welcome Nigel Farage should he wish to join the Tories. The reaction of the two most significant Tories of the last 75 years, Churchill and Thatcher, would be unprintable.